You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner. Cincinnati's collaborative agreement is a model for communities around the nation. Those who crafted the deal after the 2001 riots say it's important to keep it alive and relevant. Collaborative agreement stakeholders have come back to the table, literally. They gathered yesterday to discuss what's working and what needs improvement.
The collaborative is just community engagement. It is not a spectator sport.
Activist Iris Rowley and others, including attorney Al Gerhardstein, say children must be a priority.
The big picture of how to reduce the use of arrests against kids, which is disproportionate, has not been addressed yet.
The Children's Law Center says Hamilton County had higher juvenile arrest rates than Franklin and Cuyahoga counties in 2013 and 2014. Policy Director Raquel Howard says that's despite having the smallest youth population of the three.
The most disturbing piece of that is that black children are nine times more likely to be arrested than white children in Hamilton County, even though they only make up 30% of the population of kids from age 10 to 17.
Howard wants to bring in a Massachusetts-based program called Strategies for Youth. She says it helps police officers learn to interact better with kids and teaches kids how to interact appropriately with law enforcement. Pastor Innes Tate with Church of the Living God in Avondale says the collaborative also needs to think about the next generation of leaders.
The greatest accomplishment that we'll have is passing the mantle.
That's right.
If we don't pass the mantle, we let it fall, there may not be anybody to pick it up.
Tate says that doesn't mean just teaching kids and teens. He wants the 25 to 35-year-old set, those who lived through the 2001 riots, to come on board. He says they have the institutional memory of what happened, but worries that for some reason they don't seem interested in getting involved. Business owner and Cincinnati Human Relations Commission member Steve Sherman agrees. He says he falls into Tate's target group and wants to grow their involvement with today's youth.
When I was out in the community running the streets, doing my thing, the whole city looked up to me. Now, again, I used to be part of the problem. Now I switch over, now I'm the solution. And so now the young kids now still look up to me. The same ones that looked up to me when I was making money, now I'm not in that life. But guess what? I'm still driving the same nice cars. Everything's changing. And so now they say, you know what, man, if you can do it, I can do it.
Stakeholders repeatedly say problem solving has been the key to crafting the collaborative and making it work. They still see that as the path forward. Cincinnati Police Captain Maris Harold was on the front lines in 2001.
So from my humble perspective, problem solving, community problem-oriented policing is everything. And it should be. Because if you do it right, you have less impact and damage to the community. And I've seen it. Over the last 10 years, this is a tale of two cities.
She says Cincinnati is policing the right way now because of this strategy.
But if we stay committed, not just the police department, the city and the community, and one of the reasons I love the collaborative is I can always look back at the community and say, you have to help us with this. You have to help us with this. So that's my message. It's all about the strategy from policing.
Five public hearings on police-community relations are coming up later this month and next. You'll find details at WVXU.org. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.